Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
We are going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden People and Pet Wellness Show with your host, Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark. Dr. Mark, hello.
Hey. How are you, Gigi? It's a fantastic day here, and it's a blessing to be with everyone.
It really is. It really is. I am stoked to always have good news for everyone. Even when there is bad news, we can always flip it and find the silver lining and find answers. And that's what we're all about here at the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network and the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People. So today, Dr. Mark, you know, I just read about a study that they did, and I've referenced it before, but it bears repeating, about they have been able to pull sound files out of physical objects in a room where sound has been spoken. Literally, they were able to pull the sound frequencies out of the physical objects and find out exactly what was said in that room. And, you know, when I heard about that, Dr. Mark, I thought, this is a perfect confirmation of what the scripture has been saying all along for thousands of years, that we eat by the fruit of our lips, that the power of life and death is in our tongue. Because literally whatever we're saying in our home, it's being imprinted into our environment. We're literally co-creating the kind of environment we live in with our words. Now, with the work you do, Dr. Mark, have you found this to be true when dealing with patients and clients?
Oh, absolutely. And we're really all about trying to turn it and just flip it. And it's just, even if it's 180 degrees or just right next door, the frequencies of what is inside your heart, and you can turn it around and you can start declaring the positive and proclaiming really what is best. And it's more than just, you know, positive attitude speak. This is what Gigi's talking about, folks, imprinting into your space at home or at the office. And so that is just a confirmation about how amazing, you know, we're talking about frequencies and resonance and the power of our voice. And it, you know, one thing that captivated my attention, this is years ago, less than a decade, that somebody came up with a voice scanner. So you have a microphone and just talk into it for about 3 minutes, but it checks your whole voice, and the whole body can be assessed just through the voice. And that really, you know, was another chapter for my awakening and just understanding really how amazing we are, how amazing we are, and how hardwired we are for success, because what you put out, you're absolutely going to have resonating in your field. And when you take it to a positive level, folks, it makes all the difference in the world for the people around you, and the plants and pets around you resonate to that to those positive words and blessings.
Well, that was actually my point, is that we may not realize what we're creating, the kind of atmosphere that we're creating for our pets, for our children, for the other people that share our space, just with our words. And, you know, since this is about free will, this whole experiment is about free will, we can choose. I had some issues in my personal life where I was being faced with needing to forgive horrific things over a long period of time, and I had forgiveness fatigue, and I just couldn't seem to get over the hump. And then I realized, well, first of all, I need forgiveness. So I can't afford not to have, I can't afford to have unforgiveness towards anyone, because I need it. And that's the principle. You don't give it, you don't get it. Just like pretty much everything in life, garbage in, garbage out. It works that way with computers. It works that way with every living system. So I decided, you know what, whether I feel it or not, because I know that I have free will to choose who I want to be and what kind of spiritual value I want to hold, I have chosen to forgive these people. And I don't care how I feel, when the thought comes in to rehearse what they've done wrong to me, I'm kicking it out. I've already forgiven it. There's no point talking about it. In fact, I'm going to pray for their blessing. And some of the people, what it did for me is I still was having a blockage, and then there was an exercise, I believe, that Holy Spirit showed me. And that was to ask Father to show me that person when they were a child and they first became that angry or vicious or whatever kind of person they became, what that moment in time was for them when they were so wounded that they took on that negative archetype. And invariably, Father was so gracious, he would give me a picture of them as a child and show me their wounded being. And I was easily able to just pour out compassion, pour out some really loving prayers for them, and I got set free. In addition to which, I helped them, hopefully, through my prayers, become a better person. Now, these energies, our pets are so sensitive to who we are and what we are. And if we, you know, the body-mind connection in medical literature right now and in the studies that are being done is indisputable. It's at the highest university level. It's at the highest scientific level. So this isn't something we're just conjecturing about. We're just trying to bring the practical understanding about the power of the tongue to create life or death and to create a beautiful atmosphere around us. And not just empty words. Since we have a choice and a free will choice, we can engage internally and be committed and say, you know, I absolutely choose to be a positive force for my own wellness, for the wellness of my pets, for all those around me, to speak words that are in harmony with those intentions. And you know what I found out, Dr. Mark, that in our American vernacular, there's a lot of really defeated speech that we use unconsciously, not realizing that really what we're saying is kind of negative. When we're not really meaning to be negative. Like, for instance, I love that person to death. Well, obviously you're saying you love them until everyone dies. But is that really what we want to correlate our love for someone with, to death? How about, I just love them so much. I love them to life. I love them to a long, healthy life, to my long, healthy life. I mean, it seems minuscule, except that we know the scriptural principles are very clear, that we will eat of the fruit of our lips. And, you know, since we're made in the image of Creator, though we are now in a fallen version of that image, Creator spoke everything into existence. And Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light. And Yahweh said, and the whole creation came from the lips of our Creator, from the voice of our Creator. We don't want to, you know, assign lips to a spirit or whatever, unless it was Yeshua that was doing it. But the point being, also, Yeshua himself, the Messiah, said, you know what, I don't say anything that I don't hear the Father saying. And he also said, you will give an account for every idle word you speak. Now, that word idle is a little bit deeper than just off the cuff. It really kind of just means, you know, words to no profit, words that are negative, words that harm. We're going to give an account because energy is energy is energy. There's an energy value to what you're saying. There's an energy value to what you're choosing. And your pets are being influenced by this energy value. And so Dr. Mark, you know, he has a real gift. His website is joymode living.com. And Dr. Mark had a real personal breakthrough about understanding how to choose joy and really live it. In reality, you're not faking it. Dr. Mark is not faking it. I'm not faking it. We have grappled with our lower nature that is trying to oppose our highest good because, you know, we basically have these dual natures since the fall. But we can choose not to cooperate with the lower nature. We can choose to take the high road. And and with our words as well as our thoughts and intentions. And I guess that's why Dr. Mark, in Psalm chapter 1 and also in Joshua chapter 1, it's really clear. If you meditate on the scripture, on the instructions, you're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And since thoughts precede words, I imagine that if we're keeping our minds on the amazing revelations and love and truth that are given to us in the instructions, that maybe we won't be saying as many things that are defeating what we're trying to do. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And that you mentioned that scripture that talks about the water, and folks, we are, our bodies are 75% water, and it really made a visual a connection for me in Dr. Emoto's work. And Gigi, you're familiar, but they took a lot of photographs of water droplets after they had come from a bottle that had labeled on it a positive word versus a very negative or hurtful phrase or word, and even music, like heavy metal music, for example, just fractured the water in the visual spectrum and looked like a spider web nearly, but not that pure water droplet that we know as a snowflake and really the different sided molecules and so forth of water, but amazing.
So well, the whole
words, it made a big difference to see that, but that's Emoto's work, E-M-O-T-O, several books out there that it makes a big difference to see it, and that made a big connection for a lot of our clients over the years as well.
Absolutely, and you can go onto YouTube and look up Masuru, M-A-S-U-R-U, Emoto, and you can watch for yourself. They literally put the word love on really dirty, toxic water, and it perfectly structured it into a beautiful crystalline structure. Then they took the very same water and put the word hate on it, and that water was completely chaotic and disorganized. And the point for health is that our bodies being made up of so much water, if we're harboring these kinds of thoughts, if we're speaking these kinds of words, we are directly affecting our physiology and the physiology of our pets all around us. Now, we've got to take a really quick break. We've got an exciting show today. We're going to teach you how to garden easily. We've got a new product to introduce to you and some more breakthrough information for you right after these messages.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2Eden.org. Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. It's a Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people with your host, Gigi Shimon, and Dr. Mark. we're having a really interesting discussion. Maybe something that you've never even thought about, that your words and the words that you speak in your home and the attitudes and the thoughts that you carry are literally impacting your pet's health by influencing, if only this one thing, the water droplets, the water structure that's in everyone's body, as proven by the work of Masaru Emoto, which you can find on YouTube, and you can see for yourself the difference between water that has been influenced by the word love, gratitude, thanksgiving, and then on the converse, hatred, anger, I hate you. They did all of these different phrases, and that was it. That's all they did to the water. And you can see it, and it's all scientifically documented. And you know, Dr. Mark, I was thinking, not only is it the words that we speak, but sometimes we just feel like we're under a heavy burden. We've got maybe some toxic situations in our body. We've got maybe some challenges in our life. And it just, it seems like almost impossible to speak positive words. But what I have found, the breakthrough that occurred for me when I just took the scripture, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Yeshua Mashiach. And one of the words that came through so beautifully in Masaru Emoto's work was the word gratitude and thanksgiving. Now, I know that's a really essential part of joy mode living. Would you like to maybe build on that topic a little bit, Dr. Mark?
I'd love to. And, you know, this is years ago, but I thought, wow, wouldn't it be amazing if we looked at a little higher function in life, looked at 95% good days a month. And that is a really high benchmark to attain. I say leave a few days over left over for spiritual warfare just in case, right, Gigi?
Yeah, yeah.
But the nature of it is that when you really focus on that and really what took my joy out of the equation that day, was it overwhelm? Which is very common.
Yes.
It just garbage, just straight stuff that was just like, I don't need, you know, just turn the channel almost, you know, in life. And with some relationships, you just have to part ways. You just have to talk to them less often if they're the ones that steal your energy and take you down. So we have this, approach that I think is very positive. Even if you don't come anywhere near 95% good days a month, have we had clients, Gigi, that surprise me that say they have zero good days a month? That almost shocked me, right? But
yeah,
they're out there, and so it's really where, how to start where we're at, right? Take an inventory, find out what steals our joy, right? What makes me upset or you if we don't get our, maybe our way, or it didn't work out the way we thought? So those are called expectations, or we could also call them attachments, right? So
yeah,
I came up with a 4-page list of attachments, and essentially how to debug those, or how to, you know, be aware of them, but then choose that higher ground like you're just talking about, going into gratitude mode, going into praise and thanksgiving, even for the stuff that isn't going right. I think it's very healthy and revolutionary.
Well, it's a total demonstration of faith when you can say, in the face of everything being contrary, thank you, because I know that it says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love their Creator and are called according to His purpose. And we're all called, but few choose to be chosen. And so what I did when I started applying this Thanksgiving thing, I was in a very, very dark place compared to the average person. And I literally had the attitude of like, well, what do I have to be thankful for? And I kind of resisted it. Well, guess what? Things got worse. And I looked back and I was like, you know, I should have thanked back then. And so I just said, you know, why am I not obeying the scripture? This is so foundational. It's throughout the entire book. And it's just really straightforward. Just do it. And so I started just making myself do it. And the craziest transformation occurred in my entire reality. And I was thanking our Creator for bad things. I was thanking Him. But I didn't start there. I had to start with just counting my blessings. I was like, okay, well, I can't get out of bed. I have no money. I can't, you know, no. Let's go back. I still have my legs. I can see out of my eyes. I can hear out of my ears. I have people that love me. My children are healthy. My pets are healthy. I just began to look for everything that was right in my life and celebrate it.
Yes.
That was the first baby step. And that took a while because the lower nature just really wants to wallow in the misery. But, I mean, you're just going to stay there if you keep wallowing in it. So you can stay there as long as you want, or you can say, you know what, I'm not going to stay there. I choose something different. I choose a better life because I know in Jeremiah 29, it says, behold, the thoughts that I have for you, Creator is saying to us, are thoughts for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. So who am I to be hopeless then in the face of the eternal gift that was given to us gazillions of times over a day? All his thoughts towards us every day can't even be numbered. And so I just started with those baby steps of celebrating what was right. Then came the next level challenge where I realized, well, if it's in everything give thanks, that's not just the good things, that's everything. And that was that took a little bit longer. But you know what? I made my mind up. I knew it was the will of my Creator. And every time it's the will of my Creator, that means it's for always, for my highest good. So I started thanking Creator for the things that I didn't like. Because it's all working together for my good anyway, isn't it, Dr. Mark? All of us who respond to the love of our Creator and want to do the right thing, want to be in harmony with the patterns of all life, energy, and matter. When we know that when we turn to our Creator, no matter what has happened, it can be turned for good, even if the dark side meant it for evil, as Joseph testified in the book of Genesis. And so this began to transform my life, and honestly, I got to tell you, my pets calmed way down. I saw the change in my pets when my atmosphere changed. They became happier. They became more affectionate. Because energy is energy is energy. Have you seen that in any of your clients' lives, Dr. Mark?
Oh, unequivocally. And, you know, just at the start of our conversation, just the simple things we say that you just need to take inventory. That person's a pain in my neck. I listen to those. Do they
right.
Really pop out at me? You know, when you hear those phrases, and then it's like cancel, cancel, cancel. It's like how to erase, erase, erase. You just have to, once you say something, it's like, oops, cancel, cancel, cancel. That's a helpful tool right there. And then I take inventory of the positive. And then the next step, as you mentioned, Gigi, is take a look at those harmful scenarios, people, relationships, disappointing scenarios, and things that are just not, you know, fit for your universe moving forward. And then going into gratitude mode for those negative things as well, because the enemy always wants to steal your joy. That's one of my phrases, is don't let anybody steal your joy. And so once you find out who those people are, you have to pray for them, because they're really the ones in your life right now that need that extra special gift from you, that need that extra attention. And even our animals need that beautiful attention and kind words. And maybe we do that very easily. But maybe with some of our human relationships, our adult relationships are more challenging. So really being able to reach up and out and think positive for other people and praise them and give thanks for the things that aren't going well really rounds out this process and this process how to get your joy back and get those 95% good days a month. That really, if God wants 100% good days a month for you, wouldn't that be amazing to know? But that's exactly what what the text says. And so we can claim that and then basically match heaven with earth. And hey, I want to be a part of that. Right, Gigi? So the element of how to inspire others while we're inspiring ourselves is a great thing. And it's all above, down, inside out.
Well, the reason joy is so important is because the scripture says the joy of our Creator is our strength. And if ever we needed strength right now, it's right now. This is when we need it. And what I have found is really what the dark side is after. It's after all of the fruit of the Spirit, your love, joy, peace, your patience, patient endurance, your meekness, all of the fruit of the Spirit. So you know what that says to me? That means the dark side is trying to separate me from my Creator. Because what did Yeshua say? You abide in me, and you'll abide in the vine, and the same works that I do that you'll do, right? So then if the enemy wants to create that separation, he doesn't want us to get that good sap flowing through. He wants us to wallow in our little situations, which, by the way, if we lived in Sudan or Bangladesh, would be a cakewalk. We would be praying for something like that. You know, we're so blessed in this country, even those of us who feel extremely challenged in certain areas. We're so blessed. There's so much to be thankful for. So we're working with not allowing that separation to come in. This is our birthright. This is what we can sell for a bowl of soup, is the fruit of abiding in and with the love of our Creator continually. That's what we were created to do. So the PSYOP is, and PSYOP means psychological operation, because the dark side is extremely intelligent. And so the PSYOP is, oh, I got to just keep them disconnected. I've got to keep them distracted on what's wrong. I got to keep them disconnected from Spirit, because if they get the Holy Spirit, then they're going to get strong and they're going to overcome and they're going to make a lot of trouble for me. And so the dark side is doing these things, and sometimes it's good to step back and become the observer of your life. Just step back and see if you couldn't get maybe closer to the eternal framework of looking at things in the biggest of all pictures. Knowing that life is but a puff of smoke, the scripture says it's very fast. And so if we can get a broader perspective, maybe get back away from our problems and away from the microscope, we can also see that these things, Peter said, are working. These fiery trials, we're not to be surprised when difficulty comes. Yeshua said, in this world you're going to have tribulation. That's guaranteed. But be of good cheer. Be joyful. Tap into the fruit of the Spirit. It's there for you, because I've overcome the world. And if you will abide in me, I can help you to overcome like I overcame. And our families, our businesses, our relationships, everyone is going to benefit, because what we're really all about here at Back to Eden is not only going back to the ancient ways and the simplicity of the patterns of all life, energy, and matter, but also employing the modern science that we've learned about energy medicine to help give us a leg up against some of the stuff that we're dealing with. Well, the reason we talk about energy medicine is because what we came to was an aha that really everything is made of energy first and foremost. Energy preceded matter, and it does precede matter. And so, therefore, the energy matrix of our life, the overwhelming energy that we choose to live in, is going to determine the flavor of our atmosphere. And so that's where we're just encouraging you all today, for the sake of your pets, is to start choosing to be connected to the joy. It's a choice. It's there for you. And I'm a witness, because I was the person that couldn't find it, and I didn't know how to get there. And then that scripture just boing, in everything give thanks. But then I found the other scripture after I started applying it in the book of Psalms, and it says, we enter his gates with thanksgiving, and we enter his courts with praise, the inner courts. Well, hey, guess what? If we're not in gratitude, where does that put us? Outside the gates.
Right. Yep.
Outside. We're outside. And how can we have his protection? How can we have fellowship if we're standing outside the gates? So to even get in, we've got to just do what he said to do. Just give thanks. Trust me. I'm in control. I love you. I'm good. My mercy endures forever. I have a plan for you that's for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future. I want to bless your flocks, which means your pets. I want to bless you coming in and going out in the city, in the country, in the field, in the basket. So if we're not experiencing that, maybe it's because we're on the outside of the gates. So let's come in. Come in, there's such great stuff going on inside. Then, when you get the Thanksgiving thing mastered, then you can move into the praise and go into the inner courts, and it just gets richer, it just gets fuller, and it just gets more exciting. Haven't you found that, Dr. Mark?
I have, Gigi. Well said. And we can choose, and we can choose to be inside the courts. And the reason why is because there's already made a way for us, okay? You mentioned the portal, the gateway, is our part, which we have to turn that shift around to thanksgiving and praise. And that's basically God's best for us anyway. So when you search through, I might take a highlighter through the text, and I'm looking just like you are, because we're searching and we're finding, because that's what it says, that you will absolutely be enlightened and know what God's best is for your life simply by identifying with those words, coming into alignment. I say coming into alignment, heaven and earth align. When we're in agreement with God on what he already said, his promises, it's really agreeing with him on what he's already said is our best case scenario for living. When that happens, you look at all the things, you know, in the world, the things that are going on and all the ups and downs and sideways, and that is just, there's a lot of white noise out there, folks. And so when you take that rest, it says, come to me and I'll give you rest.
Yeah.
Okay, rest for your soul. Rest for your spirit. I mean, your animals, when they're at rest, they are just the most beautiful creatures, aren't they? You just want to go over and give them a kiss, give them a hug, you know?
And, I know, you go over and wake them up.
And so we know that our bodies, too, deserve that beautiful rest that helps our whole circadian rhythm and our cycle repeat on a success rhythm instead of a drama do-over and over and over, so we can turn that page. We can turn it around. God says, I'm a turn it around God. So we're agreeing with him because I'm saying I'm turning around. So when I step in and follow exactly the simple things we've talked about today on the show, what a revolutionary pattern. And you're outside the box. You're definitely outside the box. Everyone gets sucked into the whirlwind pretty quickly, pretty easily. Don't even see it coming.
Sure.
But when you can really be on guard and keep your joy full, keep your joy full. That fullness radiates, permeates people. It's the chi inside of you. People say, I have excellent chi. Thank you for the compliment. But really, it's God above, down, inside out. And that inside out that I'm projecting is the best case scenario of your loving Father.
And by the way, for those of you that aren't familiar with the word chi, it basically is just talking about the body's life force, electrical, magnetic energy. It's the Chinese word for it. It is not any kind of weird religion. It's simply the Chinese word that describes the electromagnetic life force energy in the body. So, you know, that's the thing, really, Dr. Mark, about all of the scriptures. It's been mistranslated. If you go back into the original language of the scriptures, commandments is not what it is. It's instructions and teachings. So basically, the scripture... And this is why we all have to go back to the original languages, because our translations are very weak and linear. They're not multidimensional, because the Hebrew language is a pictorial language. It's hard to take the Mona Lisa and put it into a word, isn't it? Well, that's
right.
What the scripture is. So we've got to go back to the original language. In the original language, the word that we translate as commandments is actually instructions. Therefore, that makes that book the instruction manual. It's basically the name of the book. I would love to call it is How to Be Blessed, How to Stay Connected to Creator, How to Have the Most Full, Joy-Filled Life. These are the instructions. These are the patterns. I'm giving you the inside scoop. But you know what happened is a lot of our translations with words like law and commandments, which is not what it says in the original language, people automatically are like, you know, they're in resistance. So that's why, you know, really, maybe we've been painted a picture by men's religious systems that is not entirely accurately depicting the kindness and love of our Creator in trying to help us by giving us the operations manual. How many people have put together a bicycle or whatever that you got from IKEA without looking at the instructions because you thought you knew how to do it? Didn't work out, did it? And it's the same thing. We've got the instructions. So maybe don't let the years of religious indoctrination rip you off from benefiting from this inside information on how to have the happiest and healthiest home for you and your pets together. So we're going to take another really quick break. And Dr. Mark, we'll see you next week, because we're coming up with our Easy Grow segment, how you can easily grow healthy food for your pets right on your lanai, your porch, and even in your kitchen. So stay tuned till after these messages.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your host, Gigi Shimon. And I have a special guest with us today. Her name is Linda, and she does, well, I'm going to let Linda tell you her story, but she does amazing work in our community, helping people learn how to be food independent for their families. And, of course, the emphasis today also is on pets. That way you know what you're getting, you know the quality that it is, and you're getting it fresh, which means it has 100% other nutrients. So we're going to talk about a vertical growing system, and you can learn more about it at everydayharvest.com. That's everydayharvest.com, and you can learn more about the growing system. And I can't wait another second. Linda, are you with us?
I am.
Welcome, welcome. We're really
Thank
excited
you.
To have you. Linda, you weren't always a food growing person, were you?
No, I had the blackest thumb on earth. I tried a few times, but gave up. And, you know, my husband even took all my pots away and said, you can't try to do this anymore.
Okay, well, that's great, because a lot of us are in the same kind of situation. We need it to, you know, we need help. So what happened for you? How did things change? And how has this changed your life, and how are you changing other people's lives with this?
Okay, so back in 2013, a girlfriend of mine started posting pictures on Facebook of her tower garden, and I thought, wow, I know this girl. She's like me. She can't grow anything. So I pinged her and asked her what she was doing, and she, you know, told me about the tower garden. So I looked for a local in Florida place where I could go to a workshop and find out more about them. I went to the workshop, fell in love with the idea, and bought one, much to my husband's chagrin. And he says, oh, no, here's another thing for me to throw out. in a week after I planted the seedlings, they went from an inch high to like 2 inches high, and within 3 weeks we were pulling lettuce off the towers. And the funny part about it is my husband goes away for, you know, 2 weeks to a month at a time, and then comes home, and he he has to eat at restaurants. And the one funny thing is he called me and said, you need me to send me some of that lettuce because the lettuce at the restaurants tastes like crap.
What people don't realize is they actually spray food coatings on the lettuce.
That's right. It's a citrus wash is what they put on it so that it stays greener longer until you get it at home, and then within a week it's brown. So,
yeah, because they're also irradiating. They're beaming all of our produce, organic and regular produce, with radiation at the truck stops now.
Yes.
So, and if it's not the truck, they have to, all of the fruits and vegetables have to be hit with radiation. That's why they go bad so quickly now.
Mm-hmm. So this is the beauty of the Power Garden that I found is after a month of using it and realizing, you know, how fast I could grow food, I thought of the mission of Winter Haven, and that's I was giving them money every month so that they could buy food for the homeless people. And I thought, well, what better way than to give them some Tower Gardens? And I convinced a girlfriend of mine to go in with me, and we bought them 6 Tower Gardens. When I bought them, the people I bought them from said, you should be a distributor and then just use your commissions to buy more Tower Gardens for the mission. So that's what we did, is we started hosting workshops at the mission. And, as a direct result of that, we sold, you know, enough Tower Gardens to get them. Within 1 year, we bought 28 Tower Gardens for the mission.
Oh, it's so awesome. Now, the mission also has been helping families that go to their church become food independent as well. Is that true?
They don't really have a church. It's a mission.
Right.
And Correct. Yeah, yes, they do have Bible study. So what they've done with some disadvantaged families is they brought them in for some life lessons. They bring in a nutritionist to talk about food. They've got a chef there to teach them how to cook from the Tower Garden. They learn how to care for the garden. And usually after 90 days, if they've successfully gone through the program and you know, have shown some initiative, we send them home with a Tower Garden. And it's changed people's lives. We've had, you know, families that were not able to, you know, keep up with, you know, couldn't buy any produce at all. And now they're growing their own produce and sharing it with their neighbors, which is really, really cool. So
that's because you have, 4 to 6 harvests per year?
I haven't ever counted how many harvests per year, but I just know that it is about 40 to 60% more production than the normal organic farm. University of Mississippi did a study on it, and they found it grew 40 to 60% faster, and the amount of harvest was 40 to 60% more. So you get an overabundance. There are some plants that you'd have to replace after, like lettuce. You could probably do 3 harvests off a head of lettuce because it'll regrow after a week. And then it starts to get woody, so then you replace it with new seedlings. But tomatoes, I just pulled a tomato plant that I'd had in my Tower Garden for 2.5 years. And I pulled it, and I replaced it with a new tomato plant. And got gallons and gallons. I was feeding my whole neighborhood with tomatoes.
Off of one garden, you get a massive amount of food on one of these gardens. It's aeroponics. It's not hydroponics. It's aeroponics. So it uses a lot less water. But really, the great thing about this system that you can get at everydayharvest.com is that it's easy. How easy is it? Yeah. What did you have to do, Linda,
I was told it'd be 10 to 15 minutes of work a week. The funny part about it is I love it so much. I'm out there for 10 to 15 minutes in the morning because I love it. That's my breakfast. I go around and check it, and I'm sniffing off here and chowing down while I'm checking my plants. So it depends on if you weren't at all interested in it or didn't, you could get away with 10 to 15 minutes a week of maintenance. But I don't know how anybody could stay away from it because it's so cool to watch how fast it grows, to go out and check it, and to listen to the water trickling. It's a fountain, you know. it's 15 minutes water on, 15 minutes water off. So you're out there, and it's just like you're in the zen.
It's a very calming. It's like, right, you know, you can go to Walmart right now and buy a fountain for $60, and it doesn't even give you food. But this,
exactly.
You're going to have the zen benefit of the wonderful trickling water. Plus, here comes your life-giving food that is so healthy. You've never tasted food like this until you pick it right off the thing and grow it. It's organic. They give you the mineral mixture. They give you everything that you need. So I think 15 minutes a week to save, because after you've paid for the Tower Garden, you're basically, it's free money. Now you're saving $40 a week on produce, depending upon how many of the vertical systems that you choose to own. And then you can bless other people. I mean, this is amazing, Linda. You signed up as a distributor so you could give them away to the mission, and now the mission is able to give them away to individual families so that they can have healthy food and not be just having government cheese and rice and beans or whatever, a subsistence sort of existence. Now they can have the best, healthiest food for their children. And what we do here is for our pets. We have a book on our website, backtoeden.us, that by Dr. Becker, Karen Becker, all about preparing healthy, fresh food for your pets. And you can buy a book used right from our website. It's really easy to get. It's very inexpensive. And you're going to start to get a clue about, you know, why have someone in China where there's no regulations, you have no idea what they're putting in the food, you don't know how old it is, you don't know if it's rancid. There's just a million things that could be wrong with it in addition to GMOs. And when you can actually prepare food for your pets very easily. And it's even easier if you're growing it yourself. Usually, Linda, every week we have Country Joe on. He's our organic chicken and poultry farmer, and he's teaching us how to grow poultry so that you can also, and he's got people in downtown Chicago that have chickens and they're getting eggs. Now, they can't grow meat chickens, but they're getting fresh eggs every day in a little tiny courtyard at their apartment, at their condo. So really, a lot of people don't really, and they make no noise. Hens make no noise. It's like a pigeon. And so really, we have a lot of options now with growing and what's possible as far as getting high-quality food. Because with the GMO thing in this country, you don't know. All I know is I ate a GMO watermelon the other day. Someone was kind enough to bring it to me, and I received it with gratitude, and I ate it. Felt like I never even ate anything. It just, it wasn't food. My body seemed to get almost no benefit from it at all. It tasted like it. It looked like it. It smelled like it. But when it went in the stomach, it was like I hadn't eaten anything. And that's kind of the nutritional value of GMO foods, genetically modified. You say, oh, well, I don't eat any of those, really. You do. They just aren't telling you. Remember, they don't have to label it. So if it doesn't say not GMO, you've got probably a 90% chance that it is. And all of the pet foods, if it doesn't say no GMOs, then you've got a 90% chance that it is. That means your pets are eating. That's why they keep eating and eating and eating and eating, because they're not getting nutrition. What I find is when you get the really high-quality, grain-free pet foods, even the kibble, which is not ideal, they'll eat less. They poop less, because they're getting nutrition. And the same thing happens with us. A lot of the obesity problem, Linda, in our country is because people aren't getting nutrition, so they keep eating and eating calories with no nutrition. And that's one of the big issues with our obesity problem. But when you're getting your fresh Tower Garden vegetables every day, your body's going to start getting nutrition like it hasn't had in years. And Linda, what have you noticed from the families that you said their lives are transformed? How about their health? How has their health been impacted?
Many have gone off their blood pressure medication. Some have, what were some of the other results? Diabetes, it went away because they weren't eating the high sugar buns, sticky buns. They were found that they had, once they started eating the vegetables, they had a craving for the vegetables, and it just totally turned their lives around.
Well, the body, Once the body starts getting nutrition, it's like, give me more. And what's interesting, mm-hmm. too, for the kids that are like, oh, I don't want to eat my vegetables. Ah, oh, that completely changes when you grow them and you let the kids help. They can't wait to eat them. They are the first one at the table ready to eat their vegetables. So that's also really
positive.
We had
at the mission, David and Arlene's two little boys absolutely refused to grow, eat any vegetables. And so that we had them help us plant the towers. And so they had a vested interest in it. So they wondered, I wonder what that tastes like. And pretty soon they were coming in after school, running to the back where the towers were and pulling off lettuce and Swiss chard and kale and eating it right there at the towers.
Is that amazing? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the joy of easy, easy, easy gardening. 15 minutes a week. I think everybody's got 15 minutes a week to completely transform your health and life and the life and health of your pets. So, Linda, we are all out of time, but you're going to come on with us every week, aren't you, and give us tips and tricks on how to really be awesome vertical gardeners?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So, everybody, stay tuned. Every week we're going to have Country Joe. He had to go pick up some chickens today as something came up. But we're going to have Country Joe with our poultry, and we're going to have Linda with our to help you become successfully food independent, to give your pets and your family the best nutrition possible. Thank you so much, Linda. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, and everyone, stay tuned. We're going to come right back with a brand new product right after these messages.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet and People Wellness Show with your host, Gigi Shimon. And I have with us a special guest today. I love to introduce new products to our listening audience just so you can stay up on what's happening now in the pet world. And we have with us today Don Sorkin, who is the creator of Doggy Dawn Earmuffs, which you can find at Doggy Dawn, DoggyDawn. D is in delicious and dog.com, doggydawn.com. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Gigi. I just want to correct you. It's doggy, D-O-G-G-Y, Don.
Oh, D-O-G-G-Y, thank you. D-O-G-G-Y-D-O-N.com, doggydawn.com. Okay, thank you so much. And welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Wellness Radio Show.
Thank you.
So what is your product, Don?
We have earmuffs for dogs, Gigi, that are veterinary-proof for safety. They come with an adjustable chin strap that they feature. They're one-size-fits-all for dogs that are 10 pounds and over. It does not obstruct the hearing at all. They're adjustable, they're foldable, they're compact, and it features faux fur that keeps the dog's ears warm in the cold weather.
Well, that's really important, because if they get the cold into their ears, they can get a nasty ear infection.
That's correct. And also, GGH, I was at the Global Pet Expo show in Orlando last month, and we found out that the groomers, especially like in, you know, the hot weather area and all over, they like the earmuffs because they can put the earmuffs on the dog's ears when they blow dry their hair.
Yes, and then the hot air doesn't buzz them, you know.
Exactly.
It's like a bee buzzing in their ear. And
right.
So that's a great application. And I imagine, you know, if you wash your own dog, it would absolutely help to put on some Doggy Dawn earmuffs so that they won't get so spooked when you're trying to dry them off around their ears.
Exactly, and it protects their ears, too, from the, you know, the hot air blowing into their ears, too.
That's right, that's right. And so, and how cute they must be. Absolutely adorable.
Yeah, they are cute.
And
that's the word we got at the show last month. Everybody loved them. As a matter of fact, you know, the pet stores liked them, the mass merchandise stores and the supermarkets, too. And it's, you know, it's really terrific. And we sell them online. They're $17.99 online plus shipping and handling. And you can go to our website, you know, as you mentioned, doggydon.com, and check it out. And we also have, you know, photos of the dogs wearing the earmuffs. And the dogs, we gave it to them at the show. They loved it. They walked around with it. And it was a lot of fun for their owners, too, to see their dogs wearing the Doggy Don earmuffs.
And not trying to pull them off or anything. They actually liked it. Because
yes,
those shows are really loud, and that probably gave them a little bit of a buffer. Even though they can hear through the earmuffs, which is really important.
Yes, they can. That's important, too. But it's a real nice accessory piece, because a lot of the people at the show, of course, they had, you know, little T-shirts on their dogs, and they had little booties on and little outfits on. So this is another way, too, to have a little accessory. And the little kids, they like it because they, you know, 4 years old to 8 years old, they see their dogs wearing it, they want to wear it too, along with the dogs.
Yes, and that helps, because you don't want the kids to get start that ear infection cycle with the cold air getting into their ear, eustachian tubes.
Yes.
So, well, Doggy Don, this is a really cool product. Thank you. It's also a fashion accessory for those of you who dress their dogs. We encourage people to put booties on their pets now, because there's a lot of stuff coming in the atmosphere, and you can see on our backtoedentv.com website, you can watch about what's going on with our air. They're tracking it on their feet. It's coming into the house. They're
right.
Licking it off their feet. It's not good for them. So we encourage booties, and now we're going to encourage earmuffs too, especially in the colder regions and for grooming purposes. Dawn, thank you so much for sharing your product with us today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Doggy, D-O-G-G-Y. don.com to get your very own Doggy Don earmuffs for your furry companion dogs. Thank you so much, Don. We're all out of time.
Thank you. No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us again. Oh, it was great having you. Thank you. And we'll be back with the Back to Eden wellness show for pets and people next week. Thank you so much on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.